Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Merry Christmas to you from us, the Liberty Roundtable Live team. Hard-hitting talk radio always at your fingertips. This is indeed the broadcast for December the 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is our two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. And wow, the first hour I was breaking down the news that I refused to use. It's our week in review. And so we talked about all the things we talked about last week. Man, I didn't even get through the whole list. Let me just see if I can get through a little bit of it this first segment. There's so much news we talk about. It is just shocking how much news we talk about on this program. I mean, it is just amazing. We got all the way through Thursday, as far as I can tell here. And so we talked about Google and all these companies literally abusing the rights of the people and privacy. So from Google to Facebook, they're all violating our privacy, and it's a tragic situation. There's no accountability. We also talked about the FBI suggested waiving fees for Clive and Bundy, the patriarch. They felt like it would calm things down. Well, somehow that didn't happen, did it? We also talked about Donald Trump rips Comey for not recalling 245 times when he was testifying before Congress. This is like, I don't remember fest. Well, we all know he's lying. Ann Coulter says Trump will be the last Republican president if we're not careful. We also talked about survivors. Cuba has detained 500,000 dissidents. I guess they're still starving prisoners to death in Cuba, but you know what? We got a prison problem in America too, don't we? What do they call that? Getting the mud out of thine own eye? Kind of an idea. Mm. Al Sharpton's daughter bags $95,000 settlement for a sprained ankle. Wow. Alex Jones screams at Google CEO in the nation's capital, and he was threatened with arrest for it. I don't think screaming in people's faces is the answer to move the needle on liberty, folks. I just don't. I understand that Alex Jones is frustrated, but I also think there's a better way to go about what he's talking about. Oil-rich Venezuela, believe it or not, they're importing 300,000 barrels of oil or fuel per day. Why? Well, because when you embrace socialism, the whole country's paralyzed. They can't even get oil out of the ground anymore down there. Wow. Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. A caravan illegal alien sneaks across the border, gives birth to anchor baby 24 hours after coming into the United States illegally. What do you think of that? Fox's Tucker Carlson turns on incapable Donald Trump in surprising interview, mainstream press says. Well, I don't know how you say incapable Donald Trump, Tucker. You're the one losing advertisers left and right. Donald Trump's approval rating is every bit as good as Obama's at the same point in presidency, so I don't know what you're talking about. You didn't say that when it was Barack's turn, did you? All right. FBI raids home of whistleblower who had dirt on Clinton Foundation. Wow. The question is, does salt melt cancer? I asked that question to Richard Mack and Kurt Crosby. And Kurt is kind of our health czar on Liberty Roundtable Live. So Kurt's digging up answers on that. And we'll talk about that here in the next couple of days. Does salt melt cancer? You can think it's a crazy idea if you like, but there you go, right? Anyway, very strange. I think salt does have an effect on getting rid of cancer, folks. So there you have that. All right. So hour one, news the networks refuse to use, Liberty Roundtable Live Week in Review. Hour two, I told you I want to talk about this in detail. I want to talk about U.S. government partially shuts down as Senate, what, continues to violate the law. What ought to be in this, right? Trump and Congress fail to agree on border wall, says the mainstream press, but that's not really true. Congress is made up of the House and the Senate, just so the mainstream press knows. And the House put $5 billion in there to fund the wall, and so Trump and the House agree on the wall. It's the Senate that doesn't agree. In fact, there's a significant number of senators that do agree with the border wall. So what's the problem, you might ask, huh? Well, that's what I want to get into today in this hour. What is the problem? Let's get this right. The American people want the wall. They've already raised over $13 million in proof of concept, if you will, right? In this idea to fund the wall, over $13 million have been raised by a military veteran that's a triple amputee, okay? The people want the wall. The people chanted all over the nation they wanted the wall. Build the wall, build the wall. And then they elected the president to get that done, right? I don't know how many more mandates you could get. Okay, the House wants the wall. They just voted to put $5 billion in for border security. The president wants the wall. Who doesn't want the wall? Well, a significant number of senators want the wall too, but the very few can stop the whole progress. How does that happen when Trump and a few senators disagree on the border wall? Trump is tweeting out now, hey, Mitch, use the nuclear option and get it done. Our country is counting on you. Well, what the heck is Trump talking about? The next headline says McConnell, that's Mitch McConnell, rejects using nuclear option on the wall. Who brings that up? The newspaper called The Hill. So I want to understand something, ladies and gentlemen. What the heck is the nuclear option? What the heck is cloture? What are we talking about? What is a filibuster? They got all these senatorial words out there that I don't think most people understand. They don't understand the history of it. They don't understand the references. All people know is the nuclear option. Well, that sounds really horrible. Oh, my goodness gracious. That would be just catastrophic. The nuclear option? Whoa. Run away. See how they've wordsmithed things into existence? It isn't true. All right? I want to talk about politics or principle for a second. This big battle that always seems to come down in the Senate over funding government is the politics versus principle discussion. It's all political, folks. It's all theater. It's all game playing. It's all arm twisting. It's all dishonest manipulation for agendas. I want to talk about principle. All right. What about filibustering in the United States Senate? Right? It should be a principle here we're talking about, right? Do you understand that the filibuster, do you know what that is? Well, just so you know, the filibuster was created by accident. Let me explain. When the Senate cleaned out its rule book in the early 1800s, they removed a rule that stops a senator from talking in it. In other words, they didn't realize till much later they had even created the filibuster back in the early 1800s. Here's what happened. Back in 1805, outgoing Vice President Aaron Burr stood before the Senate and delivered a farewell address that was perhaps one of the most famous speech in the history of the chamber. He said, "This house is a sanctuary, a citadel of law, of order, and of liberty. It is here in this exalted refuge. It is here, if anywhere, will be resistance made to the storms of, quote, political frenzy." Yeah. "And the silent arts of corruption. In other words, Aaron Burr created a filibuster. And he said, hey, let's have a duel. They say we need to streamline the Senate's rules. This is back in the 1800s, right? He says, you guys don't give into the rules of passion, but your rules are a mess. And he goes through the rule book, pointing out duplicates and things that are, should I say, clearly unclear? A particular focus of Mr. Burr when he spoke about this was the previous question motion, which would allow people to cut off debate and move to the main question. The rule was employed infrequently and inconsistently in the early Senate. So they took Burr's advice and in 1806 rewrote the rules, and they dropped the motion to move to the previous question. So the idea was, look, we bring something up, and then somebody gets off track and starts talking about something else. They go, hey, let's move to the previous question. Let's get back to what we were talking about, right? They dropped the motion to remove to the previous question. And in doing, they dropped the only way to stop a senator from talking. At the time, this wasn't a problem because senators stopped talking of their own volition. Just like people everywhere else, it was respectful back then, right? Quick pause. I'll tell you about it.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm walking you through some complicated stuff with relation to the constitutionality of America. Cloture, filibuster, what does all this stuff even mean? Bottom line is, they used to stop senators from talking back in the early 1800s, according to Aaron Burr, who spoke on the House floor and basically said, hey, you know what? This is out of control. I guess in the early Senate. So what would happen is, let's say that we brought up an issue to debate and we're discussing it, and all of a sudden people get off track and they start talking about something else. I can call. Let's go back to the previous question. Let's go back to the original issue here. And that was a way to stop debate or stop or bring back the focus to what mattered. Well, they rewrote the Senate rules in 1806, dropping the motion to move to the previous question. In doing, they dropped the only way to stop a senator from talking, so a senator could just keep talking and talking, and they had no way to stop it. At the time, it didn't strike anybody as a problem because people were polite back then, at least comparatively. And so people everywhere else would stop talking. Well, they would do that. So it didn't even rear its ugly head till like 37 years later. Oh, 35 years later, I guess, to be exact. The first recorded filibuster happened in 1841. Now, it wasn't even called a filibuster then. They didn't know what that was. But nevertheless, it was the 27th Congress. The Whigs, there wasn't even a Republican Party back then. Did you know that, ladies and gentlemen? But the Whigs took the chamber, meaning the House, from the Democrats. So it was the Democrats and the Whigs. The Whigs were in control. And they wanted a way to change the local printing funds that would be, related to printing the globe maps and stuff like this. And the Democrats, quote, filibustered those appointments. The fight raged for 6 days and almost turned physical. Senator Henry Clay, a Whig, called Democratic Senator William King a false, untrue, and cowardly person and challenged him to a duo. Believe it or not, the two senators got arrested before they could kill one another. I mean, this is what we're talking about. Crazy, right? Well, anyway, at the time, there wasn't actually even a term. There wasn't a name for the tactic that senators were using to obstruct, right? The term filibuster, derived from a French word, didn't even come into vogue until the 1850s. Yeah. Myth. The Senate never changes the filibuster. Yes, they do. Initially, a filibuster, in other words, a grandstand, you know, you think of Mr. Smith goes to Washington and he just stands up there and talks and talks and talks and talks. Well, in that Mr. Smith goes to Washington, they kind of parade the filibuster as if it's a great thing. But initially, a filibuster couldn't be overcome. You couldn't stop somebody. The majority's only hope was to wait for a, quote, procedural mistake and then take advantage of it. It doesn't sound like a good idea. In 1908, for instance, Senator Thomas Gore's filibuster against a currency bill was broken when he tried to tag in his colleague, Mr. Williams, or Senator William Stone. And I guess this guy was blind, and he didn't realize Stone had stepped out of the room. The majority did, and they took advantage of his blindness, and they used this mistake to take back control of the floor and pass the bill. This is the shenanigans that go on here. But eventually, the minority pushed further than the majority. Okay, so they pushed harder than the majority was willing to tolerate. So a small group of senators filibustered Woodrow Wilson's bill to arm American merchant ships against German submarines. In that case, a filibuster lasted 23 days and the Senate had to adjourn without passing Wilson's bill. In response, Wilson forced Congress into session and not only passed his bill, but persuaded the Senate to pass a new rule limiting the filibuster, now using a process called cloture. What's that? Well, it requires 2/3 majority of the Senate to shut down a filibuster. Subsequent rule changes over time have weakened the filibuster further. So in 1975, for instance, the Senate lowered the majority needed for a filibuster from 2/3 to 3/5. That means only 60 now, right? So there you have it. A notable change is this one-way ratchet where the filibuster will be weakened, typically over the protest of the minority. Then the minority takes majority. They don't restore the filibuster to its former strength. So Senate Republicans protested the Democrats doing it, but hey, there you go. Now it's a myth that eliminating the filibuster altogether would take 67 votes or 2/3. It's not true. Although the filibuster began as an accident, it has since been, quote, codified into a rule. Now you want to know what rule it is? XXII. Well, that's Roman numeral for 22, right? Rule 22 says that a measure to amend the Senate rules, the necessary affirmative vote shall be 2/3 of the senators, listen carefully, present in voting. assuming all 100 senators are around, that suggests changing the underlying filibuster rule requires 67 votes. Except that that's not true. Why? Because there are a slew of technical reasons that the Senate can't create a rule, make it harder for future Senates to change the rules. But most of them come down to the simple idea that the Constitution for the United States of America guarantees that each House of Congress may determine the rules of its own proceedings. So Harry Reid and Mitch McConnell in Modern Times have both admitted that you can change the filibuster with 51 votes. You want to know why? Because there's no rule that controls the rules. Do you understand what I mean? What I mean is the Constitution is the supreme law, not their rule book. And the supreme law does not say anywhere that you got to have anything. 51 could get rid of the filibuster. 51 could get rid of these cloture rules, right? Both sides in practice recognize the reality that Rule 22 is unenforceable and the rules could simply be changed with 51 votes. But both sides, when they don't like the rule changes, they push for Rule 22 as evidence that the majority is bringing, quote, tyranny to the U.S. Senate. They all play games with this, folks. But you're caught in the middle and deceived because you don't know the history. You don't know the reality. You don't know the supreme law of the land. So back in 05 or 2005, when Republicans wanted to change the filibuster using a simple majority, then Senate Majority Whip Mitch McConnell said the current Senate majority intends to do what the majority in the Senate has often done. Use its, listen carefully, constitutional authority under Article 1, Section 5 to reform the Senate procedure by using a simple majority vote. And Reid, of course, opposing the change, called it breaking the rules to change the rules. Now, that's a lie, Senator Reid. You're not breaking the rules to change the rules. The Constitution is the rule, the ultimate rule, that says you can make up your own rules. Well, then 51 can change the game, can't it? But in 2013, when Democrats wanted to change the filibuster using a simple majority, Mitch McConnell on the other side of the aisle said what these Democrats have in mind is a fundamental change to the way the Senate operates. Well, they went ahead and did it anyway, says Mitch. Well, they're both right and they're both wrong. They're using it to play games. This speaks to a crucial fact about the filibuster you must understand, folks. A filibuster can only be broken with 60 votes. The rule, by the way, though, that powers the filibuster can be changed or even eliminated with 51 votes. That's where you're being told a lie. So they want you to believe that they can't do something without 60 votes, but all they got to do is use 51 votes to change the rule and then move ahead. So you don't really even need 60 votes. It's just the way they all play the game and reward one another, and they give the minority much more power this way. Well, the point is that they violate checks and balances in most cases. In this case, they've created a virtual unconstitutional check and balance. Why do I say it's unconstitutional? Because it's adding guidelines, mandates, extreme requirements that the Constitution never mandates. In other words, let me explain very carefully. In other words, every time you put a rule that requires a higher limit, well, the Constitution doesn't call for that higher limit. And you could say, well, they made a new rule, Sam, they can make up their own rules. That's right, and they can also get rid of the rule by the same rules. So it's almost like it's the rule that never was, if you want to get technical about it, right? All we got to do is say we don't like that rule today, change it with 51 votes, and then do whatever you want. A filibuster, ladies and gentlemen, therefore becomes a minority protection that exists at the pleasure of the majority. Got it?
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution.
the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm a prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosertify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's LibertyNewsRadio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me explain this whole complicated subject to you. I wanted to get you the history on the table, right? Look, man, the filibuster was created by accident in the first place. It's all their manipulated rules. Whenever they rely on their rules and ignore the Constitution, you got nothing but trouble, folks. Their rules are just absolutely confusing. Aaron Burr, vice president, pointed this out in 1805. They changed the rules. They accidentally created this filibuster. But understand, if you want to understand the Supreme Law says, look, Congress, each chamber has the right to make up their own rules, and it only takes 51 to change the rules. So understand, okay, let me explain this. It's a crucial fact. They say the filibuster can only be broken with 60 votes. That's the truth. But except it's a lie. Why? Because you can change the rules with only 51 votes. So you can play games and say, well, if you talk about the filibuster, it takes 60. If you read the rule, rule 22, yeah, it takes 60. That's right. But if you study the supreme law of the land, folks, it only takes 51. In other words, the rule that powers the filibuster can simply be changed. It's the fundamental. Right? I mean, think about what I'm saying to you. This is why I say that as politics or principle, we got to discuss here. The U.S. government partially shuts down as the Senate continues to lie to the people. They say, well, man, we can't do anything about it. We got this, you know, fundamental tension of this filibuster or whatever, this cloture rule or this 60 requirement. They don't have a 60 requirement. Well, they do, but they can change the requirement to have the 60 requirement, right? So now we're playing games with words, right? Yes, it takes 60 to do this, but it takes 51 to undo the 60 that is the requirement to do that. And which are you going to rely on? The Rule 22, the latest rule that's been changed over and over and over and over at the whims of Congress or the whims of the Senate? Or do you want to rely on the supreme law of the land, huh? See what I mean? U.S. government partially shuts down as the Senate continues to lie to the people. But it's not just the Senate, it's the media, it's the president, it's everyone who's not telling you this. Now, some may be telling you a lie not without knowledge. I don't even know if the president knows what I'm talking about, but go study the history if you don't believe me. Is it politics or principle? Filibustering in the U.S. Senate, folks, right? Be very careful. Understand this. The rule that powers the filibuster can be changed or even eliminated with only 51 votes. You got it? The filibuster is a, quote, minority protection that exists at the pleasure of the majority, right? This is the fundamental tension of the filibuster, if you will. It gives the minority the power to obstruct the majority. However, if the majority gets sick of it, in other words, if the minority pushes this privilege too far, they can just shut it down. So I don't believe Trump and Congress fail to agree on the border wall. What I think is the Senate is lying to you guys so they don't have to move the ball. They want you to believe that they can't get enough support to move the ball on the wall. Okay, but it's a lie. I submit to you that it's a fundamental lie. And let me explain how the lie works. Donald Trump, he might not be intending to perpetuate this lie, but nevertheless, that's exactly what he's doing. So Donald Trump tweets, "Mitch, use the nuclear option and get it done. Our country is counting on you." So then Mitch McConnell rejects using nuclear option on the wall, they say, the Hill. But this is what I'm talking about, how it is a lie. We don't need Mitch to use the nuclear option. What we need Mitch to do is say, we're going to change the rule. And we're going to get rid of this bogus cloture or filibuster. We're not going to require 60 to do things. We're going to use 51 votes. We're going to change the rule forever. And we're going to get rid of this accidental creation back in 1805. See, when is somebody going to give you the real history on this sucker? When is somebody going to really look up the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, to break this down for you meaningfully? When is the mainstream press going to do their job and tell you the who, what, when, where, why about this reality? Provide historical context for what they say and literally tell you the truth on this. Nobody's doing it that I can see but me. Nobody. Okay? They say McConnell rejects using nuclear option. Donald Trump tweeting use the nuclear option. Look, that's all rhetoric. We don't need to go nuclear. We don't need extremes. All we need to do is say, look, the Senate has the authority internally to make up its own rules. And this is a rule that should have never been put in place in the first place. We should have civil respect for one another and realize that there was never this intended super massive majority for these things. That wasn't intended by the founders, nor is it in the supreme law of the land. You want to know what the founders thought? They had the law. It's called the supreme law, and it articulates what they intended, doesn't it? Very nicely. And all these modified rules that Aaron Burr said were so broken and manipulated that accidentally created this cloture or this situation where you could create these massive majorities or filibuster or whatever. It's all a big lie. All you got to do is Mitch should sit down and say, listen, Senate, you know that we have the authority to make the rules, right? Look at your supreme law of the land here. It takes 51 senators to change the rules. Number one, we're changing the rules now. Do you 51 agree? Great. There's no more cloture. There's no more filibuster that requires some belligerent supermajority of 3/4 or, three-fifths or what. You know, we don't need all that. The Constitution says 51 gets it. So we're changing the rules with 51. And now we're going to vote and support the wall with 51 senators. They could do this literally in like 5 minutes. And if they didn't do this, you would have on record who's who. Right? You would literally have on record which ones are truly for using the supreme law of the land as their guide, not their internal manipulated rule book. The rule that powers the filibuster can be changed or even eliminated with only 51 votes, folks. Do you understand that? Do you understand what I just said to you? Now, you don't have to believe me. You can say, Sam, I don't think you're right on this. Okay, go look at your supreme law. It's called the Constitution. It runs this country, or at least it's supposed to. And understand that the filibuster, ladies and gentlemen, is a minority protection that exists at the pleasure of the majority. It is a fact. This is the fundamental tension of the filibuster in the first place. It gives the minority the power to obstruct the majority. But if the minority pushes that power too far, the majority can end the filibuster entirely. And you want to know the solution? The Constitution. That's right. The solution is the Constitution for the United States of America. And that's why I say to you, when Trump says, hey, Mitch, use the nuclear option, buddy, we're depending on one man to decide to go nuclear for the good of the country. It's an absolute blatant lie. I don't know if Donald understands it or not, so I can't say Donald's lying. But what I'm telling you is there is a lie, and that is that we need to go nuclear. The lie is that Mitch is the only one that can decide this, right? And you say, well, Sam, doesn't Mitch control things? He's the, you know, Senate majority leader, isn't he? Yes, that's all true. But I'm telling you right now, if enough senators put pressure on Mitch, he'd cave. He'd go limp like a dish rag. I'm telling you right now. And if enough of the people understood it, these are the checks and balances that our founding fathers told us about. What do we have? Citizens said to the founding fathers when they left after creating the great supreme law of the land. And they said, you have a republic if you can keep it. This is what I'm talking about. This requires us to be engaged and involved and understand history and apply it and use the checks and balances that our founding fathers gave us. I'm telling you right now, this cloture slash, you know, massive rulemaking that creates these super majorities, that what Congress likes about that, or the Senate likes about it, is they can always blame it on somebody else. They can always not take responsibility for their votes or for their actions. They can always say, well, I can't help it. It's cloture. I can't help it. It's the filibuster. I can't help it. We just don't have the 60-plus votes necessary, or the 67 votes necessary, or that we just don't have it. And it's all a big lie. Go look at your supreme law of the land if you don't believe me, and go look. They have the authority to make their own rules in the House for the House and the Senate for the Senate. That's all true. But if they're the ones that can make up their own rules, and if a cloture or a majority like this, a supermajority or the filibuster, whatever you want to call it, the majority stopping, being stopped by the minority, all they got to do is have 51 senators change the rules. Go see if I'm not right on this. This is Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. There's no talk show on the planet like it.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
All right, I'm back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm breaking it down like nobody's business just for you because we love you and we care and we want you to know the truth. Headline, U.S. government partially shuts down. As government media or government leaders and media continue to lie to the people, right? I'm serious. The government leaders and the media are lying to you. Right? I don't know what to say about it, but we're talking about politics of principle here, and they love politics. They love fake news. Now, many people may not be lying to you intentionally. They may be lying to you because they're ignorant and they don't know history. How many people understand cloture? How many people understand the filibuster? How many people understand these super majorities based on rules of Congress? They point to the rules. Oh, we can't do this. It takes 60 votes to do this. And it takes this and that and a super majority and two-thirds to do that. And it isn't true, folks. It's a lie. And it's the way they deceive you. So what you really have, as far as I can tell, is you got Mitch McConnell in bed with a few Democrats shutting the whole thing down. And then we in the media, I say we because I'm part of the media, but I'm not doing it, but in the media and in government, they lie and let the people believe that's the truth. That, oh my gosh, poor Mitch is hamstrung by the Democrats. It's a Republican-Democrat divide. The minority, man, they got us by the, you know, whatevers. Man, we just can't do anything about it. That's a lie. U.S. government partially shuts down. That's true. As government leaders and media continue to lie to the people is what's really going on here. You don't believe me? Let's talk politics or principle. Filibustering in the U.S. Senate. Let's study the history. The rule that powers the filibuster can be changed or even eliminated according to the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, with only 51 votes. The filibuster, ladies and gentlemen, is a minority protection that exists at the pleasure of the majority. This is the fundamental tension of the dishonest filibuster. It gives the minority the power to obstruct the majority, but if the minority pushes that power too far, the majority can just simply shut it down, change it, turn it off. Trump tweets, Mitch, use the nuclear option and get it done, buddy. Our government's depending on you. And Mitch says, I'm rejecting the nuclear option. It isn't nuclear to follow the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, folks. That is a lie. The filibuster is a dishonest. I'm going to say it again. It is a dishonest minority protection that exists at the pleasure of the majority. Okay, it is dishonest. Why is it dishonest? Because the supreme law of the land tells you that Congress can make up their own rules. The House can make up the rules for the House. The Senate can make up the rules for the Senate. And the rules can be changed with 51 votes according to the supreme law. So when they tell you they're stuck on their rules, they're leaving out the part that all they got to do is change the rules. They've done it over and over and over. If you go study history, if you don't believe me, they used to not even have a, quote, filibuster rule. In fact, the term filibuster wasn't even really known before the 1850s. So this idea that we're just stuck on it, and this idea where the mainstream press wants to run around in panic and say, ooh, if we got rid of the filibuster, it would be disaster. You know, it would be tyranny. Okay, this is where they continue to be dishonest and lie. So I don't know if Donald knows the truth. I'm not saying Donald's lying. I don't know if he even knows the truth on this. He ought to listen to Liberty Roundtable Live so we can understand historical context and apply things in proper supreme law of the land fashion. He shouldn't be beating up Mitch, telling Mitch use the nuclear option. He should say, Mitch, according to the supreme law of the land, you have the right with 51 votes to change your bogus, dishonest game-playing rule. Return to the supreme law of the land, Mitch. Quit playing games with your lies. Quit pretending that that rule has you hobbled and there's nothing you can do. Quit using that to bludgeon the Democrats and pretend that it's a Democrat-Republican divide. Quit lying to the people, media. Quit lying to the people, government leaders. The truth is it only takes 51 people to make this change, and we could do it now. And the national security of the country depends on it, for crying out loud. See, that's what Donald ought to be saying, because that is the truth. You think I don't know what I'm talking about? Go study. You be my guest. Go dig in and study and debate me on this issue. I will clean your clock. You want to know why? Not because I'm right, but because I stand with the founding fathers and I stand with the supreme law of the land. We need to learn to double down and triple down in hardcore defense of the supreme law. Right? Government lies. They lie big time. It's a shame. People don't even understand the truth. Now, Rush Limbaugh says Donald Trump got to me about shutdown fight plan. What? Why would Donald Trump get word to Rush Limbaugh about, quote, shutdown fight plan? Why do we want a shutdown fight in the first place? Now, here's the way I look at it. I don't want to shut down the proper role of constitutional government. Do you? Let me ask you, ladies and gentlemen, do you want to shut down the proper role of constitutional government? I don't. I want to uphold the constitutional government. I want to defend the constitutional government. I want to protect the constitutional government. I want to use the supreme law of the land to get rid of these divides and to unite under the sacred cause of liberty. I want to embrace the principles of freedom codified in the supreme law of the land. I want to teach about and encourage the proper role of limited constitutional government. In that is protection. In that is safety. In that is honesty. Honesty is the issue, ladies and gentlemen. Honesty is the issue. And I submit to you that government is being dishonest with you when they want you to believe that it takes 60 votes and by golly, the poor Senate's just shanghaied. Shanghaied by this rule that nobody can deal with. It isn't true. And I reject this nuclear option. It's a way to make you feel like, oh my gosh, we're going to just crazy blow up the whole system extremes. No, we're not. We're going back to the supreme law of the land where it took 51 senators to make a decision and to pass legislation and to change their internal rules. And that's the way the founding fathers set it up and intended it. And by the way, it worked well. It worked well from what, 1787 or 1789 to 1805. And then it really worked well because no one abused it or manipulated it until 1841. And then it started to kind of go off the rails. How long is that, 1787 to 1841? I don't know, 50 plus years. And then they started to abuse it more and more and more and more. And if you go study history, you'll find out that as time marches on and we get further and further away from the supreme law of the land and the intent of the founding fathers, the more we use this lie, the more we play games with this cloture and this supermajority. And when people want to violate it, they violate it on an occasion basis. When people want to uphold it, they uphold it and act like they're shanghaied. And they use this very strategically as a double-edged sword to deceive the people. And when they want to pretend that they are for something, but they don't want to really go on record as being for it or pass it or do it, then they use this again as if it's, they can't do it. It's not their fault. But whenever they want to do something, they literally set it aside and do it, proving they can. And this is where the mainstream press and the other branches of government allow this, and they should lie. Where's the senators to tell you the truth on this, huh? Where is Rand Paul and Mike Lee and Ted Cruz and others, huh? Where are the House of Representatives members that say, look, we passed this border wall protection and the continuation of the government, and Donald Trump's ready to sign it. The Senate's using these fake rules. The Senate's using this lie. Right? What about it? What's the deal? Where's the House of Representatives that know this to tell you? Where's the media to bring this to your attention? I want to support all the proper little government, so I don't want a government shut down. I want to carry forward the proper little government, but what I want to do is I want to use the Constitution as the measuring stick. If a piece of government is constitutional, a government agency, a government expenditure, then let's pass a bill and fund it. Let's carry it out. Let's do so with the best of intentions, without fanfare and without political divide, and let's carry it forward. If something is not constitutional, if there is no delegated authority to carry it forward, then let's leave it shut down forever. This is the ultimate opportunity for the President of the United States to decide that he's really for the sacred cause of liberty and to call a spade and to lay out the way forward. The chief executive of the nation should understand the supreme law of the land well enough to lay this out so simply, so cogently before the American people that we get behind the truth and the president and we stop these lies, that we reject this fake news, and that we get on with the business of the proper role of government. That is to protect life, liberty, and property, and that is to promote God, family, and country. And the sooner we do this, the better off we will be. But right now, I don't see any of the discussions even surrounding the proper issues. We debate this cloture. We debate this supermajority or this filibuster. We debate the rules as if they're just untouchables. It's a lie. Return to the supreme law. Where are the different branches of government to call a halt to the Senate lies? Where are the other branches of government to demand accountability and to lay out the truth? Where is the media that's supposed to be the watchdog of the proper rule of government to bring out the who, what, when, where, why, like I'm doing? Where are all these people? The truth, ladies and gentlemen, I submit to you, shall make you free. We need to stop these shenanigans and fund the proper rule of government yesterday. Shame on these ne'er-do-wells for lying to you and pretending that they have no choice in this. That old Donald's just crazy. And oh, the Senate's controlled by the Democrats. We just don't have enough of a majority. Elect us next time. Give us a bigger majority. You'll never get, 60-plus senators that are Republicans in there. Even if you did, half of them would betray you and you still wouldn't have it. See, it's all built upon these lies that make you believe you're so close but no cigar. Reject it. Own the truth. Stand for the truth. Defend the truth, my fellow Americans, and do it now. Demand Donald Trump speak out on this. Demand we educate our fellow Americans to understand these lies. Right? Are we going to talk about politics or principle? Huh? I stand for the sacred cause of liberty, ladies and gentlemen. I take no prisoners. This is an honest accounting, a historical review, a clarion call. Obey the supreme law of the land and reject all these dishonest attempts to circumvent the brilliance that our founding fathers put in place for the safety and protection of we, the people. There it is. I hope 2 hours of hard-hitting talk radio is educational and entertaining. We, the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our grand old republic, but you got to get involved. Donate today at libertyroundtable.com. If we provide value to you, please reciprocate. Give us a Christmas present. Every penny will be used to grow our presence in the media as the new media takes center stage and we take on the mainstream press like never before. Ladies and gentlemen, we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.